Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Good morning, American. It's Friday.
Joining us on this beautiful Friday morning, Jeff Fisher from Chewing the Fat. Hey, Jeffy.
Hi.
How's your day going so far?
Great. Is it great?
Good, good, good.
Appreciate you.
I love that.
Do you really care?
No, I don't care at all. But I was just kind of making small talk.
Wow.
You know? Wow. Like they do at the grocery store. How's your day been going so far?
Shut up.
There's this.
Put it in the bag.
There's a Walgreens near us where it's a brand new one. And I think they're going out of their way to really make an impression so people will come back and the store will thrive and whatever. And so every time you walk in there.
No, that's their new plan.
Is it? Is it in all Walgreens?
That's their new plan.
It's
because
obnoxious.
But they've found, they did studies. I was reading about that because
it's like a bar when you come in.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Hey,
welcome to Walgreens.
And then you walk up to the counter and you're purchasing something that you got in the Walgreens. So, sir, how's your day going so far? I really don't want to talk to you about my day. It's none of your business.
Let's see what to say that.
Just ring me up.
Mm-hmm. Say that. Now that's
ring me up.
That's different than saying hi as you come into the store.
You have a member
card?
Done
stories. They do that too.
Right. But they say hi to you when mm-hmm. they come into the store because they've found that if you say hi to customers walking in the store, they've lessened their thievery.
Yeah. Seriously?
People steal less.
Yeah, because
they think,
about this.
Oh, they're watching.
But did you bring in your member card for your discount on your keychain?
No, I never do, and you know
it. Just plug that in.
Yeah. Okay. I turned in some cash or some coins. I had this big jar of coins, and I thought, I'm going to finally cash this in. And,
oh, good.
Because I'm never going to use these coins.
Did you take it to the coin machine?
So I took it to the coin machine.
Nice.
You know, they take 12%.
Yeah.
Right off the top.
Right off the top.
A little cut for them. But
that's rude.
It was fine because it was convenient, and I just, whatever.
Is it worth it rather than staying home and counting every penny and dime?
Yes, you bet it is. You bet it is. And so, you know, they give you the little receipt at the end, and then you go around to the customer service and cash it. For the first time ever, 867-5309 didn't work.
Whoa.
Because the Kroger wanted my
really?
Kroger card, which I don't have one. But they wouldn't give me the money without a Kroger card.
So what?
I'm no, desperately entering 867-5309. It didn't work.
Goodness. That's criminal.
Pissed me off. They finally went and picked a Kroger card, you know, a generic, and
they
used
all
that.
Have the generic at the cash register. Just use it.
Yeah. But it bugs me when you go up to the counter and it's that, how's your day going so far? Just leave me
They're
alone.
Just trying to be nice.
I don't like it.
They're
I don't want them to.
Just trying to be
What do you
nice
got any plans for the weekend? Last thing I want to do is share any plans I do or don't have.
Well, do you have any plans
you
for the weekend? Because we kind of want to know now. Jeffy and I are curious.
Are you?
No, what's no, going just on? Hanging out. Just hanging out. Thank you. Just, as you're ringing out, just a little.
Do the same thing I do every weekend.
Little chat while she's checking you out.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't
just
want
a,
to.
You know, a little human contact.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Communication back and forth.
If I wanted that.
Yeah.
You know, I'd call somebody on my phone, which I never use.
Uh-huh. No, I'm with you, man. Don't bother me.
Yeah, just, don't bother me.
You do your job and I get on with my day.
It's nice of them. They're just trying to be nice.
It's obnoxious of them. It's
I'm sorry. Drugstore is the last place I came to socialize.
Yeah, right.
So could you just do this so I can go?
That's exactly right.
Oh, you hate people
so intrusive.
That's true. But you're right.
They're not intrusive. They don't.
It's intrusive.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
They don't want to know what you're doing this weekend. They just want to know. Having small talk.
No, do not ask.
The worst of the customer service.
Do not ask.
I don't like the follow-up questions, you know? It's like, if you do a courtesy, I'll give you one. I'll give you a pass on one. Yeah, how you doing today?
I'm fine.
Thanks. All
right,
cool.
Right, just to end it.
But then,
all you want to do is
then
end
they
it
have to say,
no,
are you sure?
No,
I was a little hesitation there on your part. Oh, what the hell? What?
Thank you. That's
what?
Well, do you really want to know? I actually have two new hemorrhoids. That's what this cream is for that I'm buying right now. And would you like to see them? I mean, that's what I'm going to do next time.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to do next time.
That's a good plan right there. But seriously.
Why not?
That's the preparation H on the counter. All right, ring it up.
Did you find it okay? Did you need help finding anything else? Or
you are, you, no, listen, cashier,
mm-hmm.
you are allowed one question. you better make it good.
Mm-hmm.
You can either ask how my day's doing. You can either ask, what are you doing this weekend?
Everything okay?
Not at Walgreens, man. They ask them all. Yeah. They ask them all.
I'm not in here for a conversation.
And did you find everything?
Yeah, did you find everything?
Yeah,
did I find everything? I don't know. I wasn't looking for everything. That would take a really long time. If I was looking
did
for
you find everything you were looking for,
I'm pretty sure
tell you what.
That everything isn't in this store.
I'll tell you what, Sam, that's your name, Sam? Why don't you lock up your register? Let's go on a little tour of the store, and I can show you where I had my moments of confusion based on where you guys
and
are.
And they'd be happy
stuff.
To help you.
Oh, would they? Okay, good. Then I'm going to try
that. That's what they're
that.
There for.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to have the camera rolling. And me and the cashier are going to go take a tour and find stuff I couldn't locate.
You need to work there, Jeffy. You need to just, you need to go to
what
work.
What are you, a Walgreens apologist, man? What's going on over
yeah,
there?
He is. He is. All right. Before we go any further, and there's so much to get into today, other than Walgreens obnoxiousness, let me tell you about realestateagentsitrust.com. It's a company that Glenn and Tanya started because of their experience with a realtor. I don't know, must have been 2011 or so.
Yeah.
And so they started up this company because they didn't want you to have to go through what they went through. Their house sat there for a long time, and they wound up losing money on it. I think they sold it for less than they bought it for. Which,
yeah, it's bad enough trying to get out of the Northeast, but then being slowed down by an incompetent sales.
Not good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not good. You don't want that to happen to you. So go to realestateagentsitrust.com. We have vetted these agents on, you know, their marketing plans, their track record, how committed they are to the industry, and all of those things. Plus, maybe my favorite part is they're fans of the show. So you've got that common ground right away. I like that a lot. And if you're relocating, go to realestateagentsitrust.com because you're going to need to sell and buy. And this is a great way to go. Realestateagentsitrust.com. If you're looking for the best way to buy or sell a home in America, this is it. Buy or sell fast and for the right price with the team at realestateagentsitrust.com.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
How's your Friday morning going so far? Huh? Did you find everything?
Pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty
good.
Yeah,
good.
I got everything okay.
You got any plans this weekend?
I just kind of hanging
do?
Out.
What
you
are you
know,
doing?
The usual.
What do you have there? What are you buying? Yeah, what do you need that? It for?
Nothing.
Hey, what's this cream? Are you having some problems?
Yeah, I'm training with Patrick.
Down under?
I'm training with him, and I'm here hanging out, seeing how it's done.
My wife is. I'm just hanging out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my wife says about
your so, wife has
yeah,
some,
I just ran into
can you bring
up.
Her over? Let's ask yeah. her how she's gonna, feeling right
I don't,
now.
I don't need to discuss.
Has she seen a doctor?
Yeah,
seen a doctor
that's why
that?
I'm here. That's why I'm getting this stuff.
Wow. So does it itch and burn? I mean, what's going on there?
Yeah, I don't Tell know the full. I don't know the full thing.
Really? But yeah. She's your wife. Do you
have
not
you been,
talk with her?
Have you been sitting too long in one place? What's going on? You know how you can avert that issue, right?
How's that?
Get off your dead butt. How about that?
Why don't you go home and tell her that? and if we don't see you back in here within the next week or so, we'll know it didn't go well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all righty. Hey, at shop.theblaze.com, you can buy all kinds of really great paraphernalia. You use the offer code PAT. That's P-A-T, just one T. I don't waste T's like Glenn wastes N's.
Yeah,
I don't do
is,
it.
Yeah.
And Jeff wastes F's. You don't need two F's. J-E-F would be fine. What would you... What would you pronounce that? How would you... Jeff, right?
Jeff,
right. So what do you need awesome. The extra F for?
It's a good
you
question.
Don't. It's a really
don't.
Good question. For me, just the one T. Anyway, shop.theblaze.com. Offer code Pat to get 20%
that's
off.
That's not going to last much longer. They're going to be wrapping that up in the next few days. So I think you have at least through the weekend. After that, all bets are off.
Okay. All right. Let me tell you about the Murder Patrol.
Wait, what? Is that like Snow Patrol, the band?
This is a patrol that goes around murdering people.
Murder
That's
patrol.
Not good.
At the border. And apparently, when people sneak across the border, this Murder Patrol just kills them.
Stop
and it's legal.
It.
It's legal to do.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that weird? I don't know why.
Gosh.
I don't know why they're allowed to do it.
What kind of country is this?
Crappy one.
Right?
Think
it's
it
a crappy
be.
One.
It is.
You would think it wouldn't be illegal, right? But it is. It's legal. And so the Murder Patrol, murdering people. And we find out about it via this wonderful video.
So the
I don't know who allowed the Murder Patrol.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah, see, they're at a...
Murders.
Can we pause it for a second? Campus. Is this a... Yeah. What campus is this? I forget what college
she says,
it is.
At the University of
Arizona?
She
says,
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is UA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's U of A in Arizona. So here,
it's like almost like career day, basically.
And
Border Patrol's there.
They invite Border Patrol. Mm-hmm. And
because you don't want a career with the Murder Patrol.
No, you don't. You don't want them even in the building.
That's what happened. The Border Patrol, they lost their invitation, so they had to quickly fill the slot, and the closest thing they could get was the Murder Patrol.
So here's this little genius telling us about the Murder Patrol.
Where I pay to be here.
Shut up.
And they allow murderers to be on campus. Where I pay to be here. Murderers on campus. Murders on campus.
Oh my gosh. I mean, this is
supposed to be a safe space for students, but they allow an extension of the KKK into campus.
An extension of the KKK.
An extension of the KKK into campus.
Well, that's the Democrat Party, hon.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, no, okay. Okay, hon.
No, that's okay.
Go.
Murder Patrol is here on campus. This is supposed to be
Murder
a safe
Patrol.
Space for students.
It's about to be a safe
but we have the Murder
sister.
Patrol here.
Go home. Oh, shut up.
Go home, you
How about
little
you
idiot.
Talk about slashing water? How about you talk about...
About what?
Taking the shoes off migrants, letting them walk through the desert.
Put it on pause for pause about- Okay. How many stories have we seen? And I don't know
oh,
why.
Man.
Whoa.
Where they take the shoes off of migrants and make them walk barefoot through the desert.
Rob, I'm gonna need the camera on me for just a second here, if we could. Pat, as your producer, I apologize for filtering the news that I put in the stack over there. Mm. There actually have been tons of stories. I'm hiding them from you.
I've seen them.
You can't hide them.
They're everywhere.
Okay.
They're everywhere. Taking the shoes off of migrants.
What did you say before that? Splashing water on them?
Yeah. Can we go back to that part? Because I was wondering what the water thing was.
What is that?
Not sure.
Let's go back.
Safe space for students. But we have the Murder Patrol here.
Uh-huh. Right.
How about you talk about slashing water? How about you talk about
slashing
taking
water?
Taking the shoes off migrants, letting them walk through the desert barefoot.
Yeah.
How about you talk about all... The graves of unidentified folks.
Uh-huh. All the graves of unidentified folks.
There are students that pay to be here.
Right.
Pay to be here that need this to be a safe space for them. Mm-hmm. And we have the KKK and their supporters.
Why?
Right.
Right Why? Here at the U of A.
All right.
And welcome to sit in.
Oh, you're
Great.
Welcome to
I
sit in.
I can sit in the entire time. I'll just be saying that they're murderers the entire time.
Then leave.
Because it's the truth. Okay. They're murderers. And you as a club should be more conscious of the rest
up.
Of the students on this campus and the students that need to be safe on this campus and maybe find a meeting place outside.
Safe?
No, I do not feel safe
okay,
with them here. Nope,
you
I'm going to stand. Right? No. Uh-huh. Of course, white woman calling the police.
Oh,
white woman calling the police.
Of course.
Okay, what a little racist.
Yes.
What does her being white have to do with anything? White woman calling the police.
Then she says it, white guy calling the police.
Oh, there it is, white guy calling police.
What a little racist.
No one goes and crashes your Hispanic Heritage Club meeting, okay?
Wow.
So just back off. But I'm kind of curious about this whole slashing water. What does that even mean?
Not giving them water? Not giving the
That would be my guess. Yeah.
Not giving them water. Well, we don't give them water. We take their shoes.
We don't give them water, and we take their shoes.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the Border Patrol actually does take care of the people they find. If they're in bad shape.
They're a humanitarian organization, quite frankly.
They absolutely get them food and water and shelter and medical treatment, and we transport more people to the hospital than we do to jails.
That's true.
It's unbelievable. Where do these morons get this stuff?
I don't know.
Wow. You know, and there's no onus on the part of the people walking through the desert trying to get to the United States illegally.
Right.
And dying as they do.
Well,
now, the Border Patrol can't take care of everybody. They can't find everybody in time. They find many of them and get them treatment, get them help, get them medical care. Some people die in the attempt. That is not the fault of the Border Patrol.
Well, it is when they take their shoes, my friend. I don't know what you're talking about.
That is crazy.
It really is crazy.
It's craziness. It
really is. And I don't understand. I don't understand the... I'm confused that it's got to be a safe space, but I'm going to be in your face yelling at you about it. I don't feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't feel safe, but I'm going to be in your face yelling about it.
Yeah.
Leave.
I know.
Go right. Where you feel safe.
Right. Right.
Just go.
Like she's paying to go to the University of Arizona, so I guess she pays to be in every room
at once.
I'd
like that proven to me as well.
Yeah, I would too. All right. Let me tell you about Brickhouse Nutrition and the great product they created called Field of Greens. We want to be healthier. We don't want to go through the, what do you call it, a heart event like Jeffy went through.
You don't want one of those.
What, 2 months ago?
Not one of those.
No, you don't want one of those. So you want all the nutrients you can get. You want to be healthy in your body, and Field of Greens can help you get there. If you don't like vegetables, and you know, we just had the story yesterday about kale.
Yes.
It's the most contaminated food product.
Well, it made it to the top list, top 10 again.
92% of the kale samples had pesticide on it. Wow.
Yeah, it's in the top 10 again.
So not only is it bitter and nasty, it's dangerous to your health. Don't tell me it's a superfood. Don't tell me that. All right, so Field of Greens is a great way to go. It's real USDA organic fruits and vegetables, complete with antioxidants, prebiotic, probiotic. It's real food. An actual superfood, and if it wasn't for a Field of Greens, I just wouldn't get this kind of nutrition in my diet. Go to BrickHousePat.com and get 15% off your first order with the offer code PAT. A better you awaits. It's BrickHousePat.com, offer code PAT.
Pat Gray.
Patrol. That should be a new show on NBC.
Murder Patrol.
Murder Patrol. Remember Rat Patrol?
Yes.
Remember that?
Actually, I do. My grandfather used to show that to me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think I'd like Murder Patrol better than Rat Patrol.
Yeah.
Rat Patrol. Was that a World War II thing?
I don't remember it very well. They were in like an Australia or something, right? In the desert, and the guy had the, remember?
Really?
Yeah, the guy that was the star had the one hat that had the half.
He might have been from Australia. I don't think it took place in Australia.
I remember Murder, She Wrote.
I gotta look up Rat Patrol, though.
Okay, that's not the same thing.
But right. It certainly isn't Keith. Murder Patrol.
Well, Rat Patrol isn't the same thing as Murder Patrol either.
But at least it has patrol in it.
Well, Murder, She Wrote has murder in it, if we're splitting hairs.
That's a good point.
Thank you,
Ashley. All right, 888-900-3393, and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter, where JackB44 tweets, as my first day as a paid Blaze subscriber. Nice! I have to say, watching the show rather than just listening confirms Jeffy has a face for radio.
No refunds. Wait. No refunds. Wait. Sorry. No refunds.
I've made no bones about that.
None of us have, really. Coffee lover M, Pat's going to be a barrel of fun when he eventually lives at the nursing home. I'm sure he'll be everyone's favorite lovable grouch.
Oh,
or not.
Or not.
Or not.
Thank you. That's or right. not.
No. I've already given strict instructions. I don't want the nursing home thing. Just put me down.
But they're nice. In today's world, it's nice. It's not the old school nursing home. It's nice. It's a living facility.
Yeah, right.
Assisted living facility.
Yeah, some of them are really nice.
Yeah. See, but you have to be nice to people.
No. I am Corbin tweets at the checkout aisle. If you're asked if you found everything okay, say, I couldn't locate the meaning of life. if they respond that they carry that item, explain that it will be reflected upon the next customer survey. R. Collins, 0031. So is Murder Patrol a gangsta rap group that will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before Foreigner?
Oh, that hurts.
And yet it's true.
That hurts.
It's a good point. Russell's writings, tweets. Am I the only one who thinks Hickenlooper's mom's story 100 times weirder because he made his mom pay for it herself? I don't think I even noticed
that's
that
right,
aspect.
Yeah.
Did she have to pay?
Well, keep reading because it makes sense.
Well, they went to the movie. He made the statement of she believed that you pay, you stay.
Well, oh, that's right. That's right.
With the tweet.
So, he invited her to join him at an ex movie and made her pay. Once she paid, she was going to stay. Yeah, yeah. That was the comment. Okay. Huh. You know what has been fascinating to me about that whole Hickenlooper town hall, I guess it was, is that everybody's all freaked out in the media over the fact that he said, what was his quote on women? Why aren't you asking? The better question would be to ask, why aren't women being asked if they would consider a man for vice president? And his point was,
good question.
We should be at the point
where it doesn't matter.
Where women are more prominent in that role, and you're asking, hey, you're going to have a man to run with you. Everybody has taken it, apparently, to be that he was saying something disparaging about women, when really he was pandering to women.
Yeah, that's not
he was pandering
at all.
So I don't know if you didn't watch the thing and you just read the quote, but people are really bashing him over that. So they're more hacked off and worried about that aspect.
Oh, the audience loved that.
Than the fact that he went to a porn movie with his mom. Come on.
Two adults with his friend who was an adult going to see a film.
I'd like to know more about this friend, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, who's just hanging out with
John Hickenlooper,
a woman
and, his mom?
And her son going to a porno
flick? Well,
he was going
with John. He didn't plan on going with mom, and then he was just coming over to pick up
John.
Oh,
you're right. That probably made it less awkward.
I mean, the whole thing.
Strange dynamic going on.
But the audience loved it. You know, when you watch that, I mean, the audience was all in love with him over there.
I know.
I mean, that's why I think I'm ready to endorse Hickenlooper.
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
I shouldn't
even see that one coming.
Should not be surprised by that. Here is the weird Hickenlooper situation.
You went to see an X-rated movie with your mother.
Oh.
You have the floor, sir.
Thank you so much for that question.
That thought that this story
I thought it was better to write a book to let people really see who you were and the dumb things you did as well as the smart things.
And where is that on the spectrum? That's
on the dumb side.
Okay.
I was the youngest of four, and as I said, my dad died right after I turned eight, and my mother and I had a pretty tempestuous relationship. She was just the most amazing person. And I went off to college, and for the first time, she was alone in the house. And I didn't realize how powerful that was until I got home at Thanksgiving. And I promised, I called a friend in Philadelphia. And these were, I didn't know what an X movie was. We thought it was a little naughty, but we didn't think it was that bad.
Okay, pause it for a second. That's a lie right there. That's a lie. You thought an X-rated movie
was a
little naughty. Stop it. He's a stinking liar. First of all, he claims to be 18 during this time.
Yeah.
We've already discovered he had to be 20 because Deep Throat didn't come out till he was 20.
Really?
So he's 20 years old.
In this, sometime in the 70s, right?
72.
Okay, 72.
1972.
Yeah.
And everybody knew. What I was 12 at the time. I knew what Deep Throat was about. Everybody knew what it was about. Don't give me that. Oh, we thought it was a little naughty. We thought they might say the S word or say, damn. We didn't realize that, there was explicit, full frontal nudity and sex in that movie.
It's a biology class.
I thought it was
about the Nixon administration.
Right. We thought it was a Watergate film, but no. I thought it was nominated for Academy Awards. I guess not.
It should have been.
All right, there's more.
Until I got home at Thanksgiving, I called a friend in Philadelphia, and these were I didn't know what an X movie was. We thought it was a little naughty, but we didn't think it was that
an
bad.
An X movie. You didn't know what it was.
You got to understand, I was 18 years old.
And
I came home, and my mother hated to cook. I mean, she was just a strong, powerful woman who got stuff done in her own right. And I got home, and she had this huge dinner laid out.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I promised Jed that we would go to the movie theater and see this new movie. You want to come? And it's an X movie. I don't know. I was sure that she wouldn't say no. Uh-huh. I made a mistake.
Pause it again. He was sure she wouldn't say no.
She meant wouldn't say yes. Give
right.
him a break. Give him
he's just terrible at telling his story.
Yeah.
Because he's a
freak. Relatable, though.
Oh, yeah. That's relatable.
And his friend. We could track this guy down. He said Jed.
Jed, I think.
We're finding you, brother.
Mm-hmm. All right. More. There's more.
And there's to go, because she didn't want to be left alone in the house again.
It was a pretty famous movie, too.
So I took my mother to see Deep Throat.
The first Santa Claus was in the audience. I didn't notice that yesterday.
It's his off season.
Huh. Okay. So, you just thought he'd attend the Hickenlooper town hall.
Santa Claus is for Hickenlooper. That's the new ad campaign right there.
Now, wait a second. Wait. Justin Muckenfuss just tweeted he was the youngest of four. His older siblings failed him. No kidding, right? Is that what he said? He's the youngest of four? And they haven't talked to him about this? Okay.
Well, he's the youngest four, and his dad died when he was eight, so he was on his own, probably.
Most of what he said there didn't make any sense and didn't have anything to do with the story. But what was his tempestuous... First, he says, we had a tempestuous relationship.
She was a strong woman.
She was an incredible woman. Well, wait. So she's an incredible woman, and that's why your relationship was stormy?
Right.
What a weird guy. I mean, that's just strange.
But he's an American dream guy, too, right? I mean, he went out and made a bunch of money. He's an entrepreneur, made a bunch of money. Then he became, former governor?
Yep, of Colorado.
Hickenlooper, baby.
Well, he drank that fracking fluid to show that it wasn't harmful. I'm beginning to
he did do that.
Change my stance.
Yeah, maybe it affected him a little bit.
His brain ain't all there.
Because you wonder, why would you tell that story? All right, it's embarrassing enough.
That's my question.
Why do you think it's okay
the story is
this with everybody?
Whatever, but it just seems a weird story too. That you
would you have taken your mom?
That you would think that it was relatable
in your weirdest days. Like, of course,
they continue, Pat.
I want to answer. You want me to? You want to ask that?
Would
question?
You have taken your mom to an X-rated movie
if she wanted to go?
You would not. You would not.
If she wanted to go,
stop it.
Shut up.
Come on. Nobody takes their mom to... I mean, a PG-13 would be uncomfortable.
Maybe you should phrase it like this. When you've gone to said films, Jeffy, did you ever have the inclination to bring your mom along with you?
No.
Okay, thank you.
But I never asked. I never said, hey, mom.
Yeah, you don't give her that option. Hey, mom, me and Jeb are going to a movie.
We're going to one of those X things.
Yeah, one of those X movies.
You know, they're a little dirty.
You're going to the X-Men, honey? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, mom, that's what we're going to the X-Men.
Mom, I'm going to be
30 years before there is one.
That's where we're going. And guess what? I'm sorry you don't like being alone, but you can't come.
And he didn't realize what a powerful thing being alone was, which his story is such a weird telling of a weird situation. Good luck, Democrats, because wow. What a field they have. I mean, these people are bizarre.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they all are.
They're bizarre.
Yeah, they all are.
Name the normal one who you think would be okay with.
We've tried.
I mean, again, I think Biden is probably the most reasonable and normal of them, and he's pretty bad.
I don't know about that.
He's pretty bad.
Right. Compared to this crowd, yes, but and he's horrible.
I mean, Kamala Harris? No.
No.
Bernie is a nightmare.
Is it the Andrew Yang guy who talks about circumcision?
No, he's ridiculous.
I mean, math, baby.
There's nothing.
Math.
That's math. A rough crowd to be choosing
math.
From.
And you got,
if you had to vote really for rough. One of them, who would you vote? Like, if
and you got
had
Beto
to.
Eating dirt to regenerate himself.
Gosh.
I mean.
And fantasizing running over kids.
Yeah. Not to mention the turd in the bowl calling it avocado. Just bizarre, man.
You got Spartacus, right? Cory Booker.
Oh yeah.
Pete. I think the fact that I don't know anything about Pete Buttigieg is going for him is the best thing right now.
Who's that?
I don't know. How do you pronounce his name? Tulsi Gabbard seems semi-normal.
Oh, she's a nightmare too, though.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, there's really good grief.
888-900-3393. It's only March, and liberals have done nothing this year but cause chaos. You got Andrew Cuomo, Ocasio-Cortez, Kamala Harris, all these weirdos that we've been talking about the last few days with their weird lives, promoting infanticide, running businesses out of New York, confiscating guns. So you don't want to fund that liberal agenda, that progressive agenda. But that's what you're doing if you're going with AT&T or Verizon or Sprint, because they all donate to the ACLU, Unidos US, Planned Parenthood. You can support your values, though, by switching your cell service to Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile offers the same reliable nationwide coverage you already have. Plus, they take a portion of their proceeds and support conservative organizations like the Heritage Foundation. Patriot Mobile, unlimited talk and text plans starting as low as $20 a month. Easy to switch. Call 800-A-PATRIOT, 800-A-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/blaze.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
And great to have you with us. 888-900-3393. Also at Pat Unleashed on Twitter, where Deborah McGinnis tweets, I used to listen to Rush and Hannity until I gave you a try. I guess us here.
That would be you at Pat Gray Unleashed.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What a great family of followers and friends. Absolutely. Jules tweeted a little.
Oh, you're going to read that
meme
now.
Of what's her face? Tina Turner. Mm-hmm. Better than all the rest. Simply the best.
Aww.
Isn't that adorable? It's nice. From Jerry Escale, Patheads equals Pat Unleashed. Mm-hmm. Fatheads equals Jeffy.
These are hashtags, y'all.
Hatheads. Hashtag Hatheads. That's Keith Malinak. Hashtag Statheads. Stu.
No doubt.
I like that.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Slashing Water Jackal tweets, I heard the Murder Patrol not only slashes the water and takes the shoes of illegals, they also feed them nothing but kale. Oh, my.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
Whoa, that's called torture.
You're flat out trying to poison them.
If that's true, then the girl at the University of Arizona had a point.
Yeah, it's a Murder Patrol. Libertarian Ninja tweets, if your relationship with your mom is so special that you go to porn movies together, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Smallmouth Bass Kurt.
X isn't necessarily porn.
A deep throat?
Triple X.
Deep throat.
Pornography.
X
is just a rating.
Deep throat was, I believe, triple X. Come on.
It's just an X.
Smallmouth Bass Kurt tweets, I don't think Tempestuous means what he thinks it means.
It probably does not.
Probably not.
Yeah, we have an image also. Someone tweeted out of a pool, like a float, a little raft thing in the pool, and it apparently reminds this individual of Joe Biden, is what one of the commenters said. It holds your drink and it holds you. It looks like a picture of Joe Biden.
Joe being the float.
Yeah, so it's basically imagine a float that's hugging you from behind.
Trucker for Life tweets, I volunteered to take that student across the border to southern Mexico and drop her off with a compass and no shoes. And I'll splash water on her as I leave. From DMXDM, oh great, Keith just set up a slipping hazard for himself. First time he gets up, the water puddle takes him down.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to slash some water and it does not work.
For mean tweets of Helena, taking shoes, that's more the TSA's job. Deformed Bear tweets, Walgreens employee, how you doing today? Pat, not good. I've got two new hemorrhoids. Walgreens employee, you know, I've seen your hemorrhoids.
Oh, no.
We've got more Alex Jones, too, coming up.
Yes.
That interview he did with Joe Rogan is just the gift that keeps on giving.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. It was like a four-hour thing. And there's chewy goodness through the whole thing.
Yes.
There's a lot of that. You talk about weird. He should be running for president in the Democrat Party right now.
Mm-hmm.
He would fit right in.
He would be the sane one of the bunch.
For Mick Smith, I wonder how much progress the cashiers at Walgreens make when they ask Judy about her day.
Oh.
All right. In fact, let's give you a little sample of Alex Jones from Joe Rogan. We had some brilliance from him last week, and what was it he was talking about last week on the Rogan show?
Oh boy, what wasn't he talking about? The cell phone towers or something that was spying on us? What now? Is that what it was?
I'm not sure.
Being like a god or something. I can't remember. It was just really good.
All right. Anyway, here's the latest on him experiencing his ancestors' lives.
Guys, like, it's incredible. We do this during lunch, and we go back, and like, someone would press on their arteries, and like, and the bad times when you hit your head, but it'd be like, one time, like, I remember this one time, they choked me out, and all of a sudden it was like a black knight with a sword, goes, and like, attacks me on this horse, and then like, it went, and then I was like in England thousands of years ago, and I had this wife and these kids. And it was a whole lifetime, like taking care of them and like growing food, and like a and kid like, starved to death and died.
AOC.
It was
like you
just
know,
those like moments were like whole lives.
He's gonna cry.
Dead kids, everything. That's what I'm saying. Like you dial into all like, those ancestors, and it was like my kids and kids starving to death, and like people attacking us.
So you think all that information from your ancestors somehow or another encoded somewhere
it's
in your body?
Definitely encoded, Joe.
Okay, so he's just recalling his previous life as a medieval
that's too much,
something.
That's too much LSD in your life right there.
That's about the time we call it a day.
He's really troubled.
Yes.
Yeah. He's really troubled. That guy's insane. I mean, I just thought he was bizarre and believed some conspiracy stuff. He might absolutely be out of his mind. That's
well, he admits in that interview as well. Wow. I don't know if you ever played it on this show, but he admits during that interview that he's a little retarded.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's, look, Joe.
I don't think we had that.
I'm a little retarded. And he admits it.
Is it just an act? It
doesn't
seem
know.
Like
I
it.
I don't know. At one point,
he
I thought it was.
Tears up about talking about a medieval lifetime.
At one point, I thought it was. But that actually is just too many drugs.
Plus, he claims to be a Christian. Now, all of a sudden, he's into reincarnation? What in the world
well, that's just
is the deal?
That reincarnation, that's just being you know,
no,
encoded
it's reincarnation.
In your DNA.
That's reincarnation.
It's encoded yeah. in your DNA. But
okay.
It's not reincarnation.
It's Joe, it's definitely encoded in my... It's indefinitely encoded. Okay. All righty. And speaking of freaks, man, we've got a parade of freaks this week. We played you those eco women yesterday that were doing the weird arm thing while they were talking about
That's
there
true.
Being way too many people and you shouldn't have children.
That's true.
Here's a little taste of what we saw from yesterday, just to remind
Extreme
you.
Extreme biohazard.
Good. Lord.
Data from the deeper, denser dimensions. And so it is an extreme biohazard to make justifications for parasitism.
That's true.
Parasitism?
Okay. Parasitism. Friends, we have enough humans on the planet.
Right.
We don't
right.
need any more humans. It
That's
is not
true.
Okay
it's
for
not okay.
women
it's not
to
okay.
have babies and
right.
stop contributing to the process. Mm-hmm. under the pretense that they're doing a good thing by staying home and raising children. We don't
children.
Need children.
We
if you find yourself
children.
Pregnant,
That's true.
There are options,
That's
and you
so
can
true.
Have an abortion. No babies. Cut off the baby fat.
Okay, we got it. So, now, there's more. Apparently, since there are too many people, you know, 7.5 billion, and the ideal number is under 1 billion, that means... You know, at least 6.5 billion people got to go. Mm. So how do you reduce the population? We get that from them now. Hello?
I do hear a little voice saying, well, we could reduce human population.
Uh-huh. And you hear that voice?
That is true. That and many wiser minds above all of us have suggested multiple times that human population be reduced.
That's true.
That's
true.
And
That's
then
true.
There's true. Diversion of opinion. Some presences say 2 billion and other presences say
presences.
A half a billion.
That's true.
And
That's true.
The point is that's not actually a divergence until we're already at the decision point of 2 billion.
Right.
Well, let's get to 2 billion. Everybody agrees that. Human population has to be reduced to 2 billion.
Not everybody, pumpkin.
And
That's
then,
true.
Then
That's
the divergence
true.
Occurs.
It's not true.
The divergence does not
That's
occur
true.
Now when
That's
we
true.
Sit here fat, dumb, and happy at over 7.5 billion in human population.
That's true.
In this planetary dimension.
Can we stop
combo.
This planet for a second?
In this planetary
dimension. Are they volunteering to be the first?
Uh-huh.
I say they volunteer to be the first.
Doesn't sound like it.
Why the hell don't you
set the
take
example.
Care of it?
Set the example.
Set the example.
It doesn't sound like that's what she means, though.
It doesn't sound like that's what she means. No, it's the dumb people, like us, who
that
believe,
dumb and happy.
Who are breeders.
Oh, I hate that.
You know, I have...
Are you happy, Jeffy?
I've killed
that
this planet.
Happy.
I mean, I know you got two of the three. I was just checking to see if you're happy. Anyway, no, so yes exactly. These women have so many videos. It's you think the Alex Jones thing is the gift that keeps on giving. It's
wow.
these ladies.
That's true.
That's
It's true.
All right, there's more. More advice.
For now, when we sit here fat, dumb, and happy at over 7.5 billion in human population.
That's true.
In this
that's
planetary true. Dimension that's combo
favorite.
Pack.
That's favorite.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, that's true.
So if there were to be a backup plan to avert complete collapse, how about reducing human population to 2 billion? How would we go about that?
Right.
While,
okay, here
and here's the tricky part.
Here it is.
While retaining readily available food, electricity, and indoor plumbing, because without those comforts, we're not going to get any of these high-powered souls. They just won't come in. They won't be able to hear that that's what they're supposed to do, and they'll wander off and do something else. It just won't happen. And then this test will have concluded with a big F for fail.
That's true.
That's true.
Which will be sad and unnecessary. What now? To reduce human population to 2 billion. How about, are you guys aware that Angela Merkel has accepted the job as Ground Zero Planet Earth Planetary Consciousness?
Oh, wow.
And are you aware that she is aware of the need to reduce human population and also to rush to renewables and to create sustainable ideas and templates and to do it right now? Are you aware of that?
No,
that's true.
I'm really not aware of that.
Angela Merkel is ground zero for ending human life.
We've
got to
get the high-powered individuals, though, right? That's who we're saving. That's who we're not killing those people. And we've got to have electricity. We've got to have indoor plumbing.
For the high-powered
spirits.
Yeah, for the presences. The presences.
So we never did hear a plan
exactly
on how to get rid of 6 million people.
No, well, we've
6 billion.
Well, let's start with just getting down to 2.
Okay.
I mean, everybody agrees at least we got to get down to 2, and then we can argue about whether it's 1 or 2.
But how do we get down to, how do we do that? I still didn't hear the answer to that. I'm a little bummed now because I thought she was going to say how we reduce the population.
Why don't you go ask a Walgreens cashier?
Maybe they have that episode.
It's a good conversation topic for next time you're through the line.
All right. Let me tell you about Home Title Lock. Data breaches have given these thieves pretty much everything they need to steal your title online, and that's where they're all stored. If you've got a mortgage or you refinance through a major bank, they already have everything they need to steal all of that from you. They forge your signature as the seller, they refile your home under a new name, and then they take out loans on your home's equity, and you get stuck with the payments. You don't know anything about this either. It all happens very quietly until the late payments start to show up because you're not making your payments on your loan. Now, there's no insurance protection. There's no bank that can stop this. There's not even not even LifeLock does this. They do such a great job with other forms of identity theft and fraud.
That's true.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But they don't prevent the title fraud. Home Title Lock specializes, and they will protect your home for just pennies a day. Home Title Lock protects my home, and they could protect you too.
That's true.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com. Register for your free title scan and report. $100 value. You'll get that free with your sign up.
That's
now, what
true.
Does the arm movement do for you,
that's
Jeffy?
True. It's
uh-huh. true. The arm just movement there.
I think it guides the spirit right. down from
it's
nice.
Spirit, yeah. That's true.
All right. So it's like at the airport, you're kind of waving the plane in. All right.
Yeah, they use both, though. Mm-hmm. This one's got to keep one down and one up.
Okay.
One down, one up.
HomeTitleLock.com. Get some peace of mind. HomeTitleLock.com.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
All right, so as the parade of freaks continues, I guess there's another part to this.
Where the one chick's laying down, and we actually hear the that's true lady say something other than that's true.
What? No.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Here it is.
She just shoots up that big spirit or presence or soul or whatever word you like to use for it for Ground Zero Planet Earth. Just squeezes up and out.
Squeezes up and out.
Get her a Kleenex.
Moving her up so it doesn't get stuck in all the astral currents. Doesn't get tangled. About halfway up, she starts to think that maybe it's a bad idea to have left, and now she shouldn't have left.
But oh, no. No
so
turning back.
Swish all of us in the pillar to our right places. There we go. And then if she's supposed to come back in, she can come back in. There we go. Now it feels like she just shoots all the there. Way up and out.
There we are.
All the way up and out. Up all of us out. To our right places. Merging the energy bodies together more deeply all throughout in this really big pillar. This really big energy body. And let's swish all of us to our right places.
Oh, okay. It's more energy flow now.
Yeah, that's go. True.
Like a clog is out.
That's what that feels like. Like a big clog has just come shooting out of the energy body.
The big clog
and
is out, y'all.
Someone is drawing the focus to the hen, who goes by the name Red.
A hen?
Her wow. feet what? Have this feeling, okay. her swollen feet, her problem feet, yeah. mm-hmm. have this feeling of just needing to swoosh the energy swoosh downward it. Out of them.
Technical term, yeah, swoosh it.
I wonder if we merge in better for all of us, who these messages are about,
yeah. Yeah.
and we right. swish all of us to swish our them. Right places, if yeah. that will be helpful.
Okay, well, that was yeah, great.
That's, yeah.
that's great.
Now there's all right. an empty
so the arm movement is just to keep the energy flowing and to yeah. keep the energy so it doesn't get locked inside you.
There's a hen mm-hmm. that goes by the name Red, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you caught that.
That's true.
That's true.
That's true.
Man.
Okay.
I mean, how many videos do these people have? Do we know?
Lots.
And how many people are watching them?
Now?
Well, now, yeah.
It's like on fire.
Yeah. Is it really?
It's fun.
Because yeah. it went viral on social media. I mean, they just sent it out there. Now everybody's like, what?
Can you imagine how thrilled they are with that?
What are they
that
on?
This weird.
Because I want it.
Transcendentalism or whatever yeah. they're practicing here yeah. is being seen by so many people. They love that. They love that. They don't believe they're being made fun of.
No.
They believe that they're helping.
No, the word is out.
Yeah,
no.
now the word's
I'm
out.
I'm telling you,
we're
man.
We're getting more of the word out.
Uh-huh. Prancer-sized chick, normal.
Oh, yeah, compared
normal
to this?
Normal compared to this.
I mean, sorry. Alex Jones is almost normal compared
almost.
To this.
Oh, but they are the same kind.
But not let's quite. Yeah, this is it. It's true. That's true.
That's true.
It's true. It's the same kind of thing. That's,
it is.
That's true. That's true. Oh, man.
It is, man. It's
all right.
You going to share something out that's, yeah, that's true right there in your
yes.
hands?
Yes, I am. We have another celebrity who is leaving his gig for the skincare industry.
My goodness. Oh, another celebrity.
Yeah. I told you we should have done this.
Every time we say, it's too late for us to get on board and get in on the ground floor,
yeah,
and then somebody else does it and shows that, nope, there was still time. There
that's,
was still
true. Time. That's true.
That's true.
It's true. So,
yeah, you can do that.
It's true. 888-900-3393. Where do these people come
I
from?
I don't know.
How do you get this way? It's just so weird. I mean, is it abuse that does this to no. you? How do you get this way? Wow.
Hey, did you want to, because I know you're really big into animal videos, Pat. Did you want to play the video of the ducks that you fell in love with yesterday?
No.
It might be time for
I
that
did
here.
Not.
Oh, you loved the ducks.
Is that no. is it true that you fell in love with an animal video?
No, it's not true.
Okay. Oh, look at that. That's see, look true. At that. These ducks there. They're playing it. They're on the Blaze TV. They're waiting across the road. But they have to know, you know, let's not go until the crosswalk says it's safe to go.
They are waiting.
They are waiting. The traffic stops. The light turns.
The light turns. And
the little walking sign. And the ducks know, hey, look, the little man's walking on the little signs. It was time to go.
They waddle across.
Trained ducks.
That's awesome. You like the ducks or the turkeys better? Probably the turkey, right?
I don't know. They're both amazing.
They're both pretty cool.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Sort of. All right. Well, great. Thank you for
and
showing that.
They're both good eating.
Despite the fact that I said, no, don't show it. But appreciate
right?
that.
I didn't hit the play button. The people demanded it.
All right. SpaceX apparently is going to offer a trip from New York to London in under 30 minutes by 2030.
What if I didn't want to go to London, though?
Well, you don't have
point.
To. You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but if you do want to make the trip, you can do it rather than
think
it taking,
that,
what, 7
holy
hours,
cow.
Whatever
yeah.
it takes now, under 30 minutes. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
They said... London to Sydney, Australia in less than an hour.
Ooh.
And you do that by going into space and then
back down.
Coming yeah. back down.
This is how the Jacksonville Jaguars else. Are going to get
sure
to London
would.
For half of their home games in under 30 minutes when they start playing there more often.
Are they going to play there that often?
Oh, there's talk that London is going to have the Jaguars within a few years. That's going to be an international league. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that'd be nuts for the NFL. That's ridiculous.
Yep, I agree.
888-933-93. More Pat Gray Unleashed coming up.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
Good morning, American. It's Friday.
What are the greatest sounds in the world? Isn't it? Seriously.
It is.
Is there a better sound than that?
No.
Just soak that in. Just feel it.
Good morning, American.
Uh-huh.
It's Friday.
Oh, that's great stuff. This is great stuff. 888-900-3393. And, of course, at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Still have all kinds of stuff. We barely scratched the surface on the show today. But first, let me take you 60 seconds here and tell you about Riduzone. If you've been trying to lose weight and you're really struggling with it, this could help you. Riduzone is a product that was launched by a local company that produced a metabolite of olive oil and created this patented product. It helps you control your appetite. It boosts your metabolism so that you burn fat and lose weight. They've taken the OEA molecule out of olive oil, and that's what's been shown by studies to boost your metabolism. Now, Sarah Gonzalez, who hosts the news and Why It Matters, which I'll be on later on today, she's been taking this for a long time. She lost 100 pounds over a decade ago. She's kept it off all of this time, in part due to Riduzone, which helps keep her mind off of food all day long. Try it. See if it works for you. For a short time, you can still get 30% off just because you listen to the show and because we love you. Go to Riduzone.com, Riduzone.com. Enter the promo code Pat. You'll get 30% off a 3-month supply. Riduzone.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
All right. Now, I've been thinking for some time now that we need some sort of barrier at the southern border. A fence, a wall.
That's radical.
Something. Whatever. Something to prevent the millions of people from sneaking across the border that sneak across the border every year. But
the people that aren't wearing shoes, that are getting water slashed, stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. It avoids some of those problems. However, I found out this week from Beto, it's not necessary. It's not even a problem. Here he is, reassuring all of us.
I'm here to tell you a profoundly positive story from the U.S.-Mexico border. We do not need any walls.
Oh,
$30 billion, 2,000 miles long, 30 feet high. It will not be built on the international boundary line, which is the center line of the Rio Grande River. That wall will be built well into the interior on someone's ranch, someone else's farm, someone else's home. You and I will be forced to take their property to solve a problem that we do not have.
No, we don't have it. There is no we don't have the problem. So I guess we don't need to fix it. We're done.
We're done.
Yeah, there's no one. That's true.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Yeah. There's no need. There's not a million people sneaking across the border illegally every year. It's not an issue.
I love how Democrats are all of a sudden pro property rights.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Right.
Shut up. That is the ultimate eminent domain issue right there, is the protection of the country. If there's ever a compelling case a government can make, it's in that case.
It is the border, for sure. It is the border. And not every place along the border would be on somebody's ranch or farm. Some of it's government-owned property. Some of it is just wasteland. I mean, it's bull crap. Right.
And this is the same Beto O'Rourke who suppressed information coming out about increased to very dangerous levels of gang activity across the border from El Paso, so that there wouldn't be a perceived problem down there. It's fascinating. We can't have a conversation because we're talking about two different things. Anyhow.
What are we talking about? What are the two different things we're talking about?
So on the one hand, we're talking about protecting the liberties and the freedoms of this country and, the rule of law.
Okay.
The other side is talking about... Really?
They're talking about?
And there's, oh, see, I thought he was going to keep doing that.
No.
So the other side is trying to just basically paint us as these evil hate mongers. They can't even sit down and have a real conversation about safety and security of our international border.
Well, we can sit down and have a conversation of our safety and security of our international borders, but there's nothing to worry about.
This is the emoji.
Right, there isn't a problem.
There's
no problem.
Not a problem.
Right. If there was a problem,
then
obviously,
we sit down and talk
Beto would
want
to talk about
crap,
it.
Crap, I forgot. There isn't even a problem to discuss.
Not a problem. No, there's no problem.
Yes, that's true.
Thank you. Thank you.
She is awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't she? That's awesome. I mean, that's the perfect soundbite right there.
Yes.
That's
Martin,
true.
Martin, keep that one at the ready. Till the end of time.
All right. 888-900-3393 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Do you know they already banned the semi-automatic weapons in New Zealand?
Yeah,
just that quickly,
done.
Bang, it's done.
I think she's banned it, but then she came back and said, well, we've also, we got to take it to the
She said that was the start. Yeah, that was just the beginning. So it will probably also include, I would imagine, confiscation. A lot of people are just willingly turning in their
guns. Sure are.
They're like a bunch of lemmings. Mm. Okay, yeah, I was thinking about shooting someone with this. No, I ain't gonna.
Now I'm gonna.
No, I can't.
Somebody already beat me to it.
I can't because I turned it in.
Is that your New Zealand accent?
Yeah, what was that? What is that?
Just
Southern
like a New
Zealand?
Yeah, it's
accent?
The south part of New Zealand. Huh. Oh, don't give up my weapon now because I was fixing to kill someone.
And I know that we have many people here in this country, and not many, but a few that are, applauding New Zealand and how quick they've reacted,
mm-hmm.
and
AOC
what a wonderful
sure is.
Thing it is that yep. we need to ban all weapons of mass destruction,
yes.
and weapons that kill people, murdering weapons. But, let's not forget that this is New Zealand. It is not the United States of America.
Right. They don't have the Second Amendment like we do. AOC doesn't understand that. She tweeted out, Sandy Hook happened 6 years ago, and we can't even get the Senate to hold a vote on universal background checks. Christchurch happened, and within days, New Zealand acted to get weapons of war out of the consumer market. This is what leadership looks like. Mm. No, that's what tyranny looks like. When one person just makes an edict and it is so, that's a despot. That's not a leader. Okay, that is tyranny. If you can just sweepingly take away somebody's right, I guess they don't have the right because
no, they do not. Right,
they banned it that quickly.
Right, it's in New Zealand. It is not
wow.
a God-given right.
So
and, a right in our constitution. And so it's just a matter of, well, yeah, okay.
I have news for AOC. She may not be familiar with, but every time I've gone to purchase a firearm, I've been subjected to a background check.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, it's not, mm-hmm. don't act like something's not happening.
When the hysteria was going on after Sandy Hook and I went down to Cabela's to purchase an AR-15, I went through took a half hour. They did a background check to see if I had, any craziness in my... They didn't find it, fortunately. All the craziness in my background.
They didn't find it? How'd you hide it? That's good. No, I love it, though, when the government computer is down when you go to purchase a
then you got to come back.
That's good. That's a good time right there.
Good
but
times.
It's happening, AOC, so we're good.
That's why things get done in China, too, because they can just make a communist decision for the communist mm-hmm. dictator and say, just do it. And then it's done. Now, if you want a republic... It takes a little time. Yeah, it does. And sometimes the answer is no, we're not going to ban them.
Right.
We've talked about it a million times. We've gone through the emotional roller coaster a million times. And fortunately, in this country, you don't make emotional decisions like that because you can't. You can't.
You're not supposed to. Anyway.
That's not how the system is set up. 888-900-3393. Let's go to... Oh, it's Alex in D.C. Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hey.
Pat.
Yeah.
First of all, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Did you find everything okay?
AOC, is this you?
No, I haven't been looking for everything, but who is this? Which Alex are we speaking with here?
Alec. I don't want to say my last name.
Okay.
I'm an important. I'm the most important person in the world.
All right.
So, did you notice that the the murder patrol is real. It's like a real thing. So, like, if you watch that video,
yeah,
you can see that she is on the outside of the border of that classroom.
Yeah, we did notice that. Yeah, it's
like real and like a thing and like don't.
All right, I appreciate the update on that. Thank you, and like, you know,
everything such as
whatever. 888-900-3393 and at Pat Unleashed, of course, on Twitter. Also, the Methodist Church continues their division. This gay man, Tim Bodler, says that he was taught that God doesn't love gay people. I don't know who taught him that, because I've never learned that. Have you ever learned that God doesn't love gay people?
No.
Did you go to that? What's the name of that church in Kansas? The Westboro Baptist Church. Yeah. If you went to that church, maybe that's what you learned. But for those of us who went to real Christian churches, no, we didn't learn that. He says when he was about 10, he realized he liked other boys. So Bodler, who grew up in a conservative church in Iowa, made himself a promise. If he made it to 20 and still felt the same way, he was going to kill himself. It's a really sad article. But
boy, no kidding.
Said at 15, he was found to have a malignant brain tumor and was given days to live. He was relieved. God, he thought, was taking care of everything. He wouldn't have to commit suicide and he wouldn't have to be gay. But he made it to 20, then 30. His family shunned him, moved to California, where he found Hollywood United Methodist Church. Hollywood United Methodist. I'll bet that's an adventure.
That's an interesting entering parish.
Yeah. The Reverend Kathy Cooper Ledesma told him, "We're your family now." He said, "I had to be rewired to learn that God loves me, and he saved my life for me to show other love to other people." Bodler is now 49. And like so many gay Methodists, he said he now feels betrayed by the United Methodist Church, which is fighting a civil war over homosexuality. At a gathering last month in St. Louis, the General Conference, the church's top policymaking body, voted to tighten its ban on gay clergy and same-sex marriage and to increase the punishment for violations. Comprising some 800 clergy and laypeople from around the world, the General Conference voted 53-47 to affirm current church policy, declaring the practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching. Now, even if you believe that, that doesn't mean you believe that God hates gay people.
No.
That is not what that means. I don't know.
That's the way it's being interpreted.
I guess so. Yes, because if you don't fully adopt everything in the lifestyle, then you're a hater.
Right.
And you're a homophobe. Because that's just what has become the reality now. Yes. Even though it isn't. The decision laid bare stark regional differences in the increasingly global denomination, served as a blow to more socially liberal churches, especially on the West Coast, that have been pushing for full inclusion of LGBTQIA2+ people. Although forbidden by the church's Book of Discipline, which contains the denomination's laws and doctrines, many pastors, especially in the West, and including California, officiate same-sex marriages. There were also numerous openly gay members of the clergy, and then they decided to stop that practice. Right. So this threatens to cut the United Methodist Church in half. And I think it was the Episcopalians this happened to, too? The
Presbyterians, I think.
Somebody. Sure. Yeah, maybe remember. Somebody knows.
Yeah, it was the ELCA, which is the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, and they've since splintered off from there.
Maybe.
Still
maybe.
Though.
Seems like it's happened to several churches where they've kind of broken in half over this issue.
They're torn, yeah.
And the traditional church went one way, and the new thinking went another way. But it's just that they, you know, the goal here was never tolerance, because tolerance was long ago achieved, as far as I'm concerned. That wasn't the goal, however. The goal was to change everybody's belief structure. and to have nobody think there was anything wrong with the lifestyle. Everybody must now agree on the lifestyle being good, fine, right, and wonderful.
And if you don't agree with that,
you're a homophobe.
That's it. You're the hater.
Yep.
You're the hater.
Exactly.
And so is God. Oh, God, what?
Yeah.
No, he never said that.
No, he didn't. 888-933-93. You may have heard about the controversy surrounding a new movie called Unplanned. A lot of people are viewing the MPAA's decision to slap an R rating on it as an attempt to prevent Christians who might steer clear from an R rating to keep them away. So they're also making it harder for, of course, young people who need to see the consequences of abortion to see it. Abby Johnson had two abortions. She worked for Planned Parenthood. She was a staunch supporter of abortion. So much so that even her mother and husband couldn't get her to think any differently. She rose quickly through the Planned Parenthood ranks and became a director of the clinic where she worked. But all of that changed one day when she was called on to assist with an abortion, and what she witnessed changed her life forever. And Unplanned is her story. It brings us an eye-opening look inside the abortion industry from a woman who was once one of its most passionate advocates. Go to unplannedfilm.com. That's unplannedfilm.com. And you will not leave the theater the same as you entered it. This hits theaters March 29th. Let's support this movie and bring everybody you can possibly bring to see it. It's Unplanned, the movie, in theaters March 29th. Hi, and welcome. 888-933-93. And at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Some sad news.
Oh, no.
If you're a big fan of this guy's work, you're not going to see it much longer. Dr. Phil. Oh. He's leaving. His show. Yeah, he's leaving his show. It's over, I guess.
What happened, man?
Well, his wife discovered a really incredible facial cream. And Dr. Phil is leaving to help Robin McGraw with her massive skincare empire.
He's so lucky.
I know, right? I know. So he's going to join. He and she are going to join Chip and Joanna Gaines. And many, many other people. Judge Judy, Ellen DeGeneres, Michael Jordan.
They won life's lottery twice.
Yeah, right? That's
true. Yeah, yeah. That's true. Wow. So they most famously are known as, she's most famously known as the wife of Dr. Phil. She shocked the entire world after being revealed as the sole reason for her husband's departure from his TV show. Why? Because she failed to disclose her massive skincare company to CBS while making regular appearances on her husband's show, which is actually a huge competitor to the show's sponsor, L'Oreal.
Oh, snap.
Oh, boy. So
it is on.
It's on now. It's on like Donkey Kong. But lucky for them, Robin's product has been incredibly successful, which is great. And it's taking over the skincare world by storm. And her net worth is even more than his.
No way.
What?
Yeah. From the facial cream?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder
that's
he's
the
quitting.
Kind of money there is in that.
No wonder he's quitting.
Right? He doesn't need to work anymore. That's true. The product is called Aura Revive. And it's obviously taken the world by storm.
Right.
Now, she's been repeatedly selling out of this product within minutes. And she says her number one struggle as CEO of the skincare company is sourcing enough products to be able to adequately service the demand.
Well,
demand far outstrips the supply. And when that happens,
you're in trouble.
you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. You got to increase that output, man.
Yeah. She obviously, they weren't ready for it. They weren't ready for an incredible reaction like this.
Well, why not? Because every time a celebrity has tried this, it's been a massive success.
That is true. So Keith, you would think they would have learned by now. But no, I mean, for some reason, these people are so stupid. They don't see how great this skincare industry is. They don't even, they've got a tiger by the tail and they don't even know it.
Right.
Wow. I mean, get out from under your rock. I mean, everyone's succeeding with this.
Get this now. Robin even admitted that plastic surgeons are furious with her. They're furious.
What do you mean?
And
you
she admitted that.
You start messing with the plastic surgery unions.
Yeah, because
you're in trouble.
They've noticed. Plastic surgeons have noticed a large decline in patients since Aura Revive hit the market. So
now, that's not a coincidence.
I'd be pissed.
You think that they're connected?
Yo, of course they're connected.
How did they figure? Okay, wow.
Well, because a facial cream,
I see it came out,
negates the necessity, if you will, for reconstructive surgery.
I mean, we're a bunch of plastic surgeons at a conference together, sitting around, you know, shooting the breeze, and then they're just like, "So, how's business?" I don't know, man.
It's down.
Yeah, me
it's
too. Down. Really, you too? And then they're all sitting around, all eight guys at this table.
Yeah, something like
and
that.
You know, I think what
because of Aura Revive.
Yeah.
Really, you think so?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I know so. It says so right here.
Yeah. She also got lucky too because I was reading through the story, I see something that I was. She's so lucky. And this is why she's making a fortune. It was clinically proven that you must use this product daily to achieve the results that people are seeing.
Okay. Well, so you're going to need a pretty good supply of it.
Yes.
You're going to need to order and reorder. And reorder. So, yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of product you want.
So, they've got all of these celebrity females in here that have quotes under their names. Like, you got Barbara Walters. Vanna White is on board. Sherry Shepherd. And then you get down and you can see Rosie O'Donnell. And you think,
you don't want her,
maybe not the best endorsement for your product is to have the face of Rosie O'Donnell touting it.
Maybe not. Maybe not the way to go.
Wow, shipping is less than $6. I mean, that's a heck of a deal.
That's true.
Thank you.
It's not bad at all.
No, it is not.
So, yet another celebrity lost to the skincare, the facial cream
industry.
You
think that Dr. Phil, I mean, he's making a pretty good living, would say, you know, I'm going to just stay here and do my
No, he doesn't need to now. Yeah. He doesn't need to.
Well, according to the story here, which is, of course, a very accurate portrayal of what actually went down, CBS got rid of Dr. Phil's contract. They just
They were pissed, because of the L'Oreal sponsorship.
So the poor guy has now got to just live off of what she's bringing in.
But I like what Vanna White had to say.
What did she say?
I refuse to wear a lot of makeup, and thanks to Aura Revive, I don't need to. My skin has never looked better, and it looks younger than it did 10 years ago. 10? I say 20, Vanna. I say 20. Don't soft pedal this. Soft pedal this facial cream, Vanna.
There's an FTC violation that might have come into play there if they tried to fudge the numbers a little bit.
Yeah, the numbers are so good, we can't say them on the radio. It's one of those kind of deals, I think. She said, though, and I'm quoting Vanna White.
It's a quote, Vanna White.
I love waking up knowing I don't need to bother trying to cover up my skin. And that's from Vanna White herself.
That's something that we would all
Vanna said that.
Love to be able to say.
Right,
tell you
it
that.
Is. It is. So, congratulations to Dr. Phil and his wife.
Yeah, wow.
All right. We've got another great product for you, too. This isn't facial cream. It's actually better. It's the Wonder Bible. Mm-hmm. It's this little unit right here. I happen to have it in my hand. It is so portable. It fits right in your pocket. And you can listen to the scriptures on your way into work like Jeffy does every day. Jeffy, isn't that your thing?
It is.
Yeah, you're listening to the scriptures every day while you're
listening to the
scriptures. What book are you in? Like, what was this morning's lesson on?
Well, this morning, I only like to listen when the sun is rising. And this morning I came in and it was still dark out.
Okay.
I like to listen to the scriptures when the sun is rising. It makes me feel better.
The rest of us like to listen to the scriptures at any time.
Oh.
And in fact, it's even better sometimes in the dark because...
Really?
It's some of your darkest times can be lifted by the scriptures.
See what he did there?
You can buy one Wonder Bible for $39.99. Get an optional second Wonder Bible for 50% off with free shipping and handling. 800-558-6993. Or go online, wonderbible.com. It's wonderbible.com.
It's Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze.
I do. It's true. Thank you for noticing. 888-933-93 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Where 18 spoons of milk tweets. 18 spoons of milk. That's pretty good.
That's good.
Putting all the words that you can say together in one handle. That's nice. Someone needs to approach AOC and all the Dem presidential candidates to leave politics to sell facial cream.
Yes, that's true.
Yes. That needs to happen.
Chad Bose tweets, is the That's True lady channeling Michael Jackson?
Yes, that's true.
Yes, but kind of freak.
That's the thing I am.
The children.
Pathead number 867-5309. Why are these skincare jackpots always bestowed upon the rich and famous?
Right.
Demand that these Democrat candidates address this dermatological inequality.
Well, that's a big word. Dermatological.
And from I've seen your hernia. How long will it take Dr. Phil to realize that facial cream is people?
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Oh,
that can't be true.
It's got to be awkward. Right?
Facial cream.
It's people.
It's people. So facial cream is made out of people. Oh. Facial cream is people!
That's gross.
People. It's people.
I'd rather it be facial cream than food, though. I mean, if we're...
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Comes right down to
you
it.
You want to put people all over your face?
You want to eat them?
I want. I don't want to do either. Thing, okay. Frankly, thank you. From Mike Carter, rejoice, for we are going to reduce the population to 2 billion by the hand of Thanos.
Yes, that's true.
From Nana Pathead, with the shape of the 2020 Dem field becoming weirder by the second, is there a shuttle leaving from Mars yet, and how quickly can it get there?
Oh, yes, please.
I think we've cut the time down to just a fraction of what it used to be. Yeah. It used to be 20 years, apparently, and then the only thing left for you was slavery once you got there.
Yeah.
But I think we cut it significantly to about 6 months. From TJ Toppin, I believe Jeffy would take his mom. I believe Jeffy would take his mom to an X movie. Mm. She may want to see what he makes. See the.
See? Show me what Thank you do at your job all day.
In terms of like such as Pat, Keith, wait, there's no way Jeffy would ever went to a film with his mom. They weren't invented yet. Come on, Keith.
Sorry.
Come on.
Small mouth bass Kurt. Jeffy doesn't lie well. And from Dirty Privileged White Boy, perhaps Hickenlooper just likes using big words like tempestuous, like the left-wing media likes to use the word contemporaneous.
Mm. Yeah,
possible.
That is possible.
It didn't seem like he knew what tempestuous meant, you know?
Sounded good, though.
No. Not really.
No, it sounded good.
No. None of what he was babbling about sounded good.
He's going to defend Hickenlooper after that... X-rated conversation. That's going to be his guy.
It is your guy now. Mm-hmm. I think you've already decided that, have you not?
I'm pretty close. I think I'm almost close to 100% of behind
Like, where were you leaning before the X-rated talk came?
I hadn't made any decisions.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I hadn't made any decisions. But okay. Hickenlooper, I mean, he's the man now.
That's what I thought.
I'm a fan of Hickenlooper.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be like your idol now. A man who went to Deep Throat with his mom.
And made her pay?
No, we don't know that.
That's what he said.
No, he said that you know you pay,
once
you
she
stay.
Paid
yes,
for it,
she's not leaving.
She believed that. But that doesn't mean that he you know he paid for it. Once you pay, you stay.
Somebody paid.
Yeah.
And you stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he made his mom pay.
Okay, well, I love how that's the moral clarity we get out of the soundbite.
What kind of dirtbag do you think this guy
exactly.
is?
Exactly.
Not going to make his mom pay.
I think he's a real dirtbag.
Well, then maybe he did.
But, I mean, he was only 20 at the time. And what do you...
Well, 18. He said 18.
When you're 20, you're like 4, right? You've got the mentality of a 3-year-old.
Yeah, it's like dog years or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's like 2.5, almost 3, yeah.
I mean, you're not an adult who can get your own insurance until you're 26, so the guy was a babe. In the woods. He didn't know.
Back then, though, at 20, you were...
Oh, you were like 3. You were like 3 years old. Yeah. Yeah. You were even more naive than you are today. Right. So, yeah. Because it was 1972. And he was only born in 52. So, as a child, what children know what, you know, an X movie is?
You don't.
He even said it wrong.
A little dirty.
A little naughty. Didn't even say dirty.
A little naughty.
A little bit naughty.
A little naughty.
Okay, come on, John. A little bit naughty.
Hey, good news, though. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just want to remind you, because I don't know that if you know this or not, I'm going to have to put in for a vacation because the 50th anniversary of Woodstock has just been announced.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When's that going to be?
I am excited, man. August 16th through the 18th, Watkins Glen, New York, about 3 hours from Woodstock.
I thought it was only, is it 3 hours? I didn't think it was that far.
You know.
Like 120 miles. You can get there in two.
Okay. Unless you can stop for a ticket, Mr. Speed Racer.
60 miles an hour. I hope you can go 60 in upstate New York. Anyway, yeah.
See
the list of...
Lists of bands.
It's amazing.
It really is. And I love the list as it... Like day one, the first three, day one. The Killers, Miley Cyrus, Santana.
Mm-hmm.
That's Lumineers. Just, that's the first three.
Recontours. Robert Plant.
Yeah.
And the Sensational Space Shifters. I don't know who they are. John Fogerty. John Fogerty was at the original.
I was about to say. I bet he was okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's really cool. Yeah, they've got a few. Let's see. Canned Heat was at the original Woodstock. There at this.
Yeah, yeah.
The Zombies. I think the Zombies were there. Were they?
I don't know.
You know the band that did "She's Not There."
I know that in this story that I have here, it said other acts of note that are going to be there. Soon to be Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Zombies.
It's amazing.
They might even be in. I'm surprised they're not.
Yeah, they might be. Also, Greta Van Fleet. Are you familiar with them? We talked about them a while ago. They sound like Led Zeppelin. They're young kids. They're like 20.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's two brothers and their cousin or friend or something. And
it's three brothers.
Three brothers. All right. And they sound a lot like Led Zeppelin, who was not at the original Woodstock, but Greta Van Fleet will be on day two. So it looks like a pretty good lineup.
Yeah, it does. Day three, Jay-Z, Imagine Dragons, Halsey, Cage the Elephant. That'd be good to see.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be fun to see.
It would be fun to see. And I wonder what you pay for that. I wonder how much that is.
That's a good question.
You know, the original Woodstock was free. Free. They started to charge people, and then so many people came. They decided to just open it up because they couldn't fence the whole thing to make them pay. And 500,000 people showed up.
It was a love fest.
I wonder how many STDs can be traced back to that field.
How many socially transmitted diseases?
Sure.
Several. several. If you've seen any of the pictures, I mean, there was some stuff going on at Woodstock. Some of the bands,
a little naughty.
Some of the bands that that didn't make the original Woodstock, Jethro Tull, was not there. Jeff Beck Group was not there. Led Zeppelin didn't go. They were invited, but manager Peter Grant apparently decided headlining their own concert was preferable. So instead of going to Woodstock, they went to the Asbury Park Convention Hall in New Jersey.
Wow.
That was a mistake.
Big time.
Of course, they did okay afterward. But
Robert Plant is going to be there, though.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Iron Butterfly didn't make the original Woodstock, even though the popularity of In A Gotta Da Vida was really kicking in.
They were really big at that
time. And apparently they thought they were really big at the time because their pre-appearance demands doomed them. They asked for a helicopter ride from New York, immediate start time on the stage upon arrival. As soon as they get there, no matter what's going on.
Is that the Iron Butterfly's
helicopter? Iron Butterfly's on. Iron Butterfly. Get the Who out of here. Iron Butterfly is here. Get the Who off the stage. Is that Roger Daltrey still on stage? Get him off! Iron Butterfly's here! So then they wanted a complete payment upon completion of their set. And then an immediate return when they're done in the helicopter back to the New York airport.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Promoters never got back to them.
There you go.
Yeah. No problem. You can ask for what you want. No problem. But that's not going to happen.
Everybody thought the Beatles would be there. They did not go.
Beatles are way too big for that.
Way too big. Bob Dylan wasn't there. That kind of surprises me.
That is surprising.
Stones weren't there. Joni Mitchell. Didn't she do the song called Woodstock? And she,
yeah, wasn't that Joni?
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think Crosby, Stills, and Nash did it too.
Yes,
but
they did.
Joni Mitchell did it. And she wasn't even there. Weird. The Doors weren't there. And you know who else was invited but didn't come? This is weird. Roy Rogers.
Oh, wow. Hey, well, look, he was huge, man.
He was huge.
I mean, Roy Rogers was...
But can you imagine him at Woodstock?
No, which one of these is not like the others?
Right.
Which one of these?
It's like inviting Mr. Rogers to Woodstock.
I mean, at one time, Mr. Rogers, man, was... Or, I mean, Roy Rogers was...
He was huge.
Huge.
Yeah, he was. He was big. All right. 888-900-3393. Let me tell you about Home Title Lock. If you have a mortgage, it's stored online, and thus it is vulnerable to thieves. Identity thieves are really good at this stuff. They can steal almost anything if it's online, and they do. And this is one of the fastest growing crimes in America. And when you're a victim of it, it is really tough to extract yourself from because it's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on what kind of equity you have in your home. They could even sell your home out from underneath you, and then you've got a real mess on your hands. You don't know anything about this till late payments show up or you get an eviction notice on your door. Home Title Lock protects my home, and they can protect yours, too, for pennies a day. This is definitely worth it. It is so worth it to get that peace of mind that you've got some protection. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. Register for your free title scan and report. It's normally $100. They're going to throw that in for free when you sign up. HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
So we got a really nice listener that sent us some stuff.
Really?
And I think there's some stuff for you too, Jeffy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, look at that. Got Let's a nice it, card though. Here. Look at this. This is from Rod, Donna, and Naomi. Mm-hmm. A very nice card they sent from Virginia.
We're like awesome.
Yeah, we are.
Look That's that. Nice.
And look at this. Mm-hmm. There's a gift in here for me, for Keith. You need a little variety on your board. Yes, right? See, so I got some Sharpies, but dry erase markers, so that's very nice. Oh, look at this. There's something in the package for you, Pat. Oh. What is that? Some
for
Sharpies.
Pat, backups. Hide these from Jeffy.
Yes, that's true.
That's true. Oh, look, a postcard.
That's true.
Virginia's for lovers.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
Great.
That's
and, awesome. And, look at this. We have gift certificates.
What?
Made out for us for Chick-fil-A.
This is great.
Look at that.
They're sending Chick-fil-A. Now, this is something that if listeners are sending gift certificates to Chick-fil-A, that needs mm-hmm. to happen from all listeners.
We just got, just one Chick-fil-A gift card from every listener.
That needs to happen from everyone.
Why, we'd never have to pay for Chick-fil-A again.
Look at that. If you get to Virginia, please let us know. You're like our family.
We definitely
to us.
Will.
Yes.
We definitely
Thank
will.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's
I know where I'm
Thank
eating lunch
you.
Today.
So, dear Pat, but not waffle fries. Yes. I never get the waffle fries at Chick-fil-A, but yes, yeah. The milkshake and the chicken sandwich, absolutely.
Yeah, mine says, Keith, it's 2019.
Oh, because that's what you talk about all the time.
I say. And Jeffy, what does yours say over there?
18.
Uh-huh. So that's so very great. Kind. Thank you.
Thank you. Really
the
cool.
Whole gang there.
That's really nice. Thank you.
That is nice. All right. 888-900-3393 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. I just saw another poll this morning where Beto keeps falling further behind the leaders. And the leaders are Joe Biden.
Who's not even in yet.
And who's Except not Biden. Even in yet. And Bernie, who's just a few points behind him. And then I think third...
Kamala.
Was Kamala Harris. Yeah. Fourth might have been Pocahontas.
Hmm.
And then I think
She's
fifth
way down there, though,
was right? Beto. And I think people are getting turned off by Beto's weirdness.
Yeah.
You know, they were all excited when they knew that he shredded the guitar the way he does. You know, when he was playing this, he should have just stopped. I'm afraid this show's going to be over. Campaign's going to be over before. And then, you know, so people respected his guitar
right.
prowess a
right.
lot.
I mean, how can you not?
How can you not?
How can you not?
And then he kicks into Jimi Hendrix gear here in a second. And I mean, it's like, okay, you got my vote.
I did.
But then he started talking. And that hurt him.
At the end of each day for Woodstock 50,
yeah,
it says and more. Is it possible
that one of them is
one
better?
Of those and mores could be better?
We can only hope. We can only hope and pray and keep our fingers crossed.
I want to see. Okay.
Oh, look
yesterday
at that.
We said we should bring the guitar in.
You're not going to attempt this.
I'm going to attempt.
No, that?
The
prowess you're going to try to duplicate?
I'm going to try to duplicate the Beto shred.
Oh. I don't know that that's a possible.
It's probably not.
No, it's not going to happen.
He is so, so good. Let me see if I can.
I didn't think that you were up to embarrassing yourself.
It's a big man.
I'm not above embarrassing myself. So.
Wow.
Huh?
Oh, nice. I mean,
look.
Oh, you did not embarrass yourself there.
Yeah, that was.
Tell you that.
That was respectable. I mean, you're no Beto, but that was okay. I mean, it was good.
You don't
right?
have to make a point of him not being.
Yeah,
Beto.
Right.
He
that
knows
wasn't
that.
Nice. That wasn't nice. I'm sorry. I thought that was good.
He's not Beto.
It was good.
Of course, you're right, Keith. I mean, there's no getting around.
There's only one Beto O'Rourke.
There's only one Beto that can do this. And let me try it again.
The show's about to be over. Pat,
and then it was something like.
I mean,
that's pretty close.
That's
right?
Pretty good. Close, my friend.
That is really good.
My friend, that is impressive. You did not embarrass yourself at all. That is impressive.
No. Beto blazed that trail.
I mean, obviously, like Keith said, I don't want to, you know, kick the dead horse anymore than we have to. You're right. Not
no,
Beto.
No Beto. Yeah. I mean, I do understand that.
So I guess the likely follow up question should be: have you been invited to Woodstock?
No, not yet. No. Huh.
I mean, maybe no. Maybe if they can't get Beto.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. And I have been. I've been waiting for Ozzy to call too, and he hasn't. You know, to have me out on his final tour.
I know. Well, he's been under the weather. He's in the hospital for a while.
That's true, struggling. Right? Yeah. I mean, that's a real thing. Do we know what was wrong with him?
He had some kind of pneumonia issues and some other lung issues that was put him in the hospital. But I believe he's out now and feeling better. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they've re-kickstarted the tour back up yet, though.
You've gotten me very, very, very excited about the possibility that and more at Woodstock 2
I know.
Means Beto O'Rourke.
Thank you. Now, we know it's not going to be Phil Collins. Phil Collins just announced that he's announced some more dates here in the U.S., for his Not Dead Yet live tour.
That's a great title.
Yeah.
Cuz I wasn't sure he isn't dead. He's but he says he's not.
He's not right? Dead okay. Yet live right. Tour, yes.
So, are you a Phil Collins fan? Would you go to a Phil Collins?
I might go see Phil actually. That might be worth seeing.
Oh, I'd love that.
I like Phil.
You love
but,
Phil?
But I mean he'd be just be singing. Now I wouldn't be doing any drumming cuz I know that he had a big problem with arthritis and stuff. That's why he wasn't drumming anymore.
Oh, how sad is that?
I know.
Phil Collins had a big problem.
I'm pretty
with
sure
arthritis.
That he couldn't. You know that he couldn't. That's what couldn't drum. Why is that sad? He's like 68, 69 years old.
Yeah. I mean, we grew up with Phil Collins, and now he's got arthritis. Of course, so do I. Right here through my hands.
Yeah.
That's why I could only play the guitar for about half an hour.
Yeah, that's why I don't drum anymore.
So, what's the name of Phil Collins' tour again?
Not dead yet.
Because that's interesting. Because he has said that he's lived a past life like Alex Jones.
What?
And yeah, absolutely.
Phil Collins says
that's
that?
Why. Yeah, that's why he collected all of that Alamo stuff because he felt a strong connection to the Alamo, and then he gave it to the state of Texas because that's where he was in the past.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about the Alamo stuff. Yeah.
So, I didn't know about that.
I love Phil.
Mm-hmm. All right. 888-933-93 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Let's go to Greg in New York. Hey, Greg, you're on the Blaze.
Hey, Pat.
Hey.
You guys had an article two weeks ago about the screaming kid on the airplane.
Yes.
Yeah.
It occurred to me that us working folks have been trapped on that same plane for 12 years with screaming progressives.
Boy, that's...
And two and a half years ago, we hired a new pilot. They won't let him land the plane so he can take over.
Yeah.
And like
good little progressives.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to fly the plane until it runs out of fuel and we crash, or they're going to send us over Venezuela and get us shot down.
I mean, it's a good analogy.
It is like a pretty good analogy. Yeah, it sure is.
Thanks, Greg. That is
a good analogy. It definitely works.
Now, we do know, though, that Venezuela is one of the greatest nations on Earth. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's because of socialism.
Thank you.
Right? And I'm sure they're one of the happiest places on Earth. Didn't we just have a survey of the happiest places on Earth? What are the happiest countries in the world? And, of course, as always, we know that the Scandinavian countries are as happy as you can possibly be. Finland, number one. Denmark, number two. And number three is Norway.
It must be the beaches and the sunny sands that you get to walk on.
And then, of course, we all know how happy you are if you live in Reykjavik, Iceland.
Oh man.
Yes.
Iceland.
Actually, that's pretty.
Number four.
I'm told that's very pretty.
I'm getting there.
Why do only 300,000 people live there if it's such a happy, stinking place?
Because you just can't, get there
from
here.
Look, that's how many people live in Wyoming, and it's awesome.
Man. Netherlands, number five. Switzerland, six. Sweden, seven. This is, you know, it's all these utopias, right?
Yeah.
It's all the... And the reason... Do they call people and say, hey, how happy are you? And then they rate it on a scale of what they found out when they called people?
That's how you would do it,
No, that's not how they do it. They do it based on factors like the social programs that are available to you, which is why...
That's stupid.
These social program nations always do so well.
The ones that are struggling, like for example, maybe I don't know Venezuela, they haven't fulfilled the social programs enough.
Yeah,
They haven't tried it enough. They're not doing socialism enough.
It's a process.
Number eight was New Zealand, at number nine Canada, at number 10 Austria. You're thinking, where's the United States? Mm-hmm. Yeah, down a little ways.
Oh yeah, nobody's happy.
Costa Rica, of course, is happier than we are. Israel, Luxembourg, United Kingdom's 15th. Ireland, Germany, Belgium, then the United States at number 19.
So we're in the top 20.
Number 19. Right just nipped the Czech Republic.
Oh, boy. And then the UAE, the United Arab Emirates.
Are you kidding me? Guatemala is 27th.
Guatemala, the country that's creating marches to come to this country?
Yeah. At number 45 is Nicaragua. They don't say how happy Manawa Niarawa is.
Though. That's who they're testing.
Manawa Niarawa. I'm looking for Venezuela. They're down a ways, I'm guessing.
I'm guessing they are.
You'll get there. Just keep scrolling. I'm seeing,
Russia's at number 68.
Okay.
If you were wondering. Libya's at 72, kind of in the middle of the pack.
Okay. Looking for Venezuela.
The happy people at Tajikistan at 74.
Yeah. Nothing better than them.
Tajikistan.
Yeah, I always mentioned Malaysia. Them.
Bosnia and Herzegovina and Inagata Davida, number 78.
You can't say that without that.
I can't. Every time. It's so stupid. So stupid. All right. Here are the bottom countries. Haiti, 147.
Oh.
Botswana. Syria.
Yeah.
Malawi. Yeah, you might think where they're going through civil war for the last 10 years or whatever.
A little issue.
Yeah, they might not be as happy as you'd like to be. Mm-hmm. Yemen, Rwanda. I'm thinking, the place where if you've had genocide occur in your country in the last 20 years, you're probably not that happy.
Yeah.
Tanzania, Afghanistan, the Central African Republic, and South Sudan.
Oh, who knew there was a South Sudan?
At the very bottom.
Wow, so this is only the top 156.
Right.
So I'm sure that all these socialist paradises like Venezuela and North Korea and Cuba, I'm sure they're just...
They might have been too busy to answer the poll, though.
It might have been,
That's what it is.
They didn't have an opportunity to answer. It's sitting on the desk. Oh, man, we almost got to fill it out. We could be the happiest country.
I thought you were going to do that.
All right, have a great weekend. And we will see you again here Monday morning on Pat Gray Unleashed.
Yes, that's true.